control in the wake of the Sunday massacre.
Look, the investigation's not even been completed, and I think it's premature to be discussing legislative solution.
That's Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell. Puerto Rico could see some relief from its massive debt. During his visit to the hurricane-ravaged U.S. territory yesterday, President Trump said, while Puerto Rico owes a lot of money to Wall Street, quote, we will have to wipe that out. Trump telling Fox News he's not sure how much the debt is or exactly who it's owed to, but, quote, you can wave goodbye to that. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
A new report.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The weather for Hunterdon County. It is sunny today with a high near 76 expected, with increasing cloudiness and a low of 57 tonight. Tomorrow, Thursday, will be partly sunny with a high near 82. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 58. There will be a slight chance of showers on Friday, mainly afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 76. Chance of precipitation is 30%. And Friday night, also a slight chance of showers. Saturday will be sunny with a high near 79. And then Saturday night, a chance of showers. And also on Sunday, chance of showers. So it looks like we're going to have a nice Saturday. It is currently 66 degrees.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host. Also a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. And today I'm going to talk about my perspective, from the perspective of a counselor, about the tragedy that happened in Las Vegas just a few days ago. And I just want to send my support and care and hope for healing to the people that are currently in hospitals, and also to thank all of our first responders, and also to send out condolences to those people that lost family members and loved ones in this ugly tragedy. One of the things that I hear quite a bit listening to the news is we don't understand a motive. We don't have a motive. We don't know what was going on. And I really wanted to talk a little bit about my perspective as a counselor. Now, is it possible that this person had been radicalized by something like ISIS? Or yes, that's possible. We haven't heard that. ISIS has several times claimed responsibility for this, so that is a possibility. But even with that, what would make someone do something like this? There are many, many people who are Muslims that don't do this. There are many people who are gun owners that would never consider doing something like this. What in the world makes someone, and this was definitely premeditated, do something like this? Well, I'm going to start with talking about empathy. Empathy and sympathy are oftentimes confused. Empathy means the ability to understand and share another person's feelings. I can understand and maybe even share your feelings. So, empathy is looking at this situation and feeling sad and horrified at what happened. To say it must have been terrifying. I couldn't imagine being there. It must have been terrifying. Terrifying. Sympathy, on the other hand, okay, is about feeling pity or sorrow for someone else's misfortune. Okay, so sympathy looks like, oh wow, isn't that awful? That's just a shame. It's a shame. Now, this situation, we can have both empathy and sympathy. Oftentimes, what happens is that when someone can, and I will say this, one of the very things that makes us human is our ability for empathy. Putting ourselves in someone else's emotional shoes. Putting ourselves in someone else's emotional shoes. It can prevent us from taking horrific action. Because we think, oh God, if that happened to me, how awful. I don't know if I could do that to someone else, because how it would affect them, I can understand that. I can place myself in that situation and say, oh my God, that must be terrifying. Will prevent me from taking action. The thing is, as a human being, I might come up with an idea, but my empathy may prevent me from taking action. It is something that helps us become human. Now, I don't know. I have seen things on Facebook, you know, with dogs and other animals that look like they have empathy, and they may. They may have some empathy. But empathy is something that really tends to be, as far as I can tell, human. And how do we develop empathy? Well, we develop it by looking at other people and identifying their feelings. In other words, I can look into your eyes and tell what you're feeling. And because I am connected to my own world of feeling, my own emotional life, when I see that you're sad, I know what it feels like to be sad, so I can be sad also. I can see your pain. I can see your anguish. One of the things that happens when we have poor empathy skills. We cannot do that very thing within relationship. Lack of empathy causes catastrophic situations by alienating people from each other. So when I think of this person, something somewhere alienated him. Prevented him from feeling a sense of connection, dehumanized him. He may also have been struggling with narcissism and or antisocial personality disorder. My understanding is that the police already had an eye on him. Now, an antisocial personality disorder is not about someone who is shy and does not like to be in crowds. Wants to stay alone. We tend to think of that when we use the term antisocial. I'm really rather antisocial. I really don't want to be around people. I like being by myself. I'm a loner. That's not what it means. That it might be a little bit more of someone who is... Okay, the word just skipped my mind. Anyway, if it comes to me, but people who just don't like being around people. Okay, so they like the quiet a little bit more. That's because I'm talking on a completely different topic. But antisocial personality disorder is someone whose personality is disordered. Okay, so the very core of who they are is disordered. And antisocial means that society doesn't apply to me. Rules don't apply to me. Laws don't apply to me. Lack of empathy. Self-centeredness. People who are antisocial may have had very abusive childhoods. They might be the kind of kids who like to pull the wings off of flies and drown kittens for fun. Okay? Lack of empathy. Rules don't apply to me. I'm above the rules. I can do things and not get caught. I have a high sense of entitlement. So, the rules of society do not apply to me. That's antisocial, which is very different than someone who just doesn't like to be in crowds or large groups of people. An introvert. There we go. I knew it was going to come. So it's very different from being an introvert. And again, people who have an antisocial personality disorder tend to lack empathy. Generally speaking, human beings' brains are wired to experience empathy. And believe it or not, it is part of survival. Obviously, this person did not survive his lack of empathy. And it fostered this horrific situation. Now, one of the things that I said earlier is that oftentimes people who have an antisocial personality disorder may have grown up in abusive households. Well, what did we learn about this person? His father was a bank robber He was put in prison, escaped, and was on the FBI most wanted list for 8 years. So I'm going to guess that he grew up in a dysfunctional family. Now, it may be that he appeared normal, and oftentimes someone with an antisocial personality disorder can be very charming, charismatic. But it's only about getting what they want. Think about the gambler. Gee, this man was a gambler. Charismatic, charming, wheeling and dealing. Now, I will say this. This is my perspective as a counselor. This is not every counselor's perspective. I might be wrong. I'm taking what I call an educated guess. So, growing up in a household where you know that your father is a bank robber who's wanted by the FBI and on the FBI's most wanted list, that's going to do something. That is going to do something to a young mind's psyche. The possibility of becoming antisocial, having your personality disordered, lack of empathy. What about anger? Anger at his dad, anger at authority figures. Possibility. So, I think some of these things may play a role. One of the things that comes up quite often is what is going on in our society in general that we're having this. Now, this was the worst in our history. But we never had all of these mass killings. We didn't have all of these shootings. Columbine, I believe, was one of the first. And where they just seem to happen. It seems this is, and some of it, yes, is it terror related? Yes. Some of it is terror related. In that case, if it's related to ISIS, that would be an act of war. If it's not related to ISIS, is it terroristic? Absolutely. Those people were terrified. But there are other issues that are going on also. In general, our society is losing its ability towards empathy. Not everyone. And I think in general, America is still a very gracious, empathetic country. We still are the people that give the most to those in need. It's caused by empathy. I can imagine what it feels like. So we can give and do give. At the same time, we now have situations in our lives that are completely different to the human experience. And I think one of them is all of the gadgets, cell phones, iPads, all of those things. I do think that plays a role. And I am going to take a commercial break and come back and talk about why. So I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll and I am talking about my perspective as a counselor on what happened in Las Vegas, the tragedy of Las Vegas. And one of the things that I talked about is the lack of empathy that we are suffering from in this country, and I'm not saying that everyone, but there is a greater lack of empathy. And I also talked a little bit about an antisocial personality disorder. The two tend to go hand in hand sometimes, where someone who has an antisocial personality disorder will not have empathy. But we are seeing more and more violence and more killings and more shootings in this country. Just take Chicago, for instance. They have the strictest gun laws and the highest rates of shooting. However, I don't think it has anything to do with guns, because a gun in and of itself is just an item and cannot do anything on its own. It needs a human being to pick it up and handle it and fire it. To say, well, what we need to do is we need to say anyone with any kind of mental health issue can't own a gun. Well, I think that doesn't work either, because there are many people who have some depression, and then they learn how to move through it, or have been able to manage their lives and heal from anxiety or post-traumatic stress or addiction or many, many other things. So I think saying that people with mental health issues should not own a gun means that people with mental health issues are dangerous people. And we all have something, maybe not major depression, but we've all been depressed at times. Maybe not major anxiety, but there are times we've had some anxiety and have felt worried. Post-traumatic stress, you know, in some ways we've all had a little bit of post-traumatic stress. Addiction, I don't know, we tend to be an addictive, codependent society. To say then let's ban guns from everyone, I still think is dangerous. The problem is, to making something illegal doesn't mean that it goes away. Using heroin is illegal, and we have a crisis in our country right now. And making it legal is not going to make it go away, as well as making it illegal doesn't make it go away. The thing that is lacking, the empathy that is lacking, is a huge piece of it. Well, I think, and this is my perspective again, that empathy and spirituality go hand in hand. Empathy and spirituality go hand in hand. What do I mean by that? Well, empathy is about understanding and even feeling another person's feelings. That sort of connection. And when I look at connection or spirituality, I think of connection. I feel connected to. And part of the counseling process is about that connection, feeling connected to myself. Well, if I am all shattered and split up inside, and I'm going to use that word split, and I don't mean split personality, I don't mean a personality disorder. I mean that I am not comfortable in my own skin, that my self-esteem is shattered, that I don't like who I am, that my values and my actions are not meeting up. I feel disjointed, uncomfortable, dissatisfied with myself. There is no deep inner connection with who I am. Knowing what I need, knowing what I want, understanding my boundaries, knowing my limits, making choices of having healthy people around me. Okay, all of those things. It's my own spiritual center as a human being. Spirituality is also about the way I connect with other people. My sense of empathy. My sense of sympathy. My ability to understand. To identify my feelings, identify your feelings, to have a heart-to-heart conversation. I'm having a heart-to-heart conversation. I'm not touching you, you're not touching me, but we are connected in conversation because we are feeling connected. That is a spiritual connection. It's unseen. And then there's that connection that we have to the world around us. The sense of awe at seeing us, oh my gosh, the moon last night was just gorgeous. Having that sense of awe, looking out and seeing the stars, seeing the ocean. It's amazing. It's inspiring. And it's something also in terms of a higher power or a belief in God, having a sense of awe, a sense of connection, which we can develop through things like prayer and meditation. I say prayer is when I talk to my higher power, and meditation is when I get quiet and listen for the response. It is a way to communicate. And the thing is, it's communicating with my higher power. It's communicating with another individual. It's communicating with myself. It is about a sense of spiritual development that fosters empathy. It fosters empathy and moves us to a place of thriving. It is that deep connection that we have with ourselves, with another person, and again, with the world around us, with our higher path, with our higher power. It is how we gain insight and how we can make some healthy decisions for ourselves. See, if I have no connection, and I'll say this too, all of the gadgets and the way we live, it disconnects us from nature. We are part of nature. We have disconnected ourselves. When I feel disconnected to nature, I don't care if I throw garbage out. I don't care if I run a deer over. I don't care if I don't care. As a matter of fact, if I have lack of empathy, if I'm an antisocial personality disorder, I might see an animal on the road and run it and see that it's dead, and I want to run it over again. Yes, there are people that do that. Now, I will tell you, this is me personally. I actually have a shovel in my trunk. And if I can, when I can, I will pull my car over and I will shovel whatever animal that I can and that's in the road and put it in the side of the road, in the woods, somewhere else. Because I know other people are going to run over it. And, you know, I really don't want an animal like laying like that in the middle. It's having sort of that respect for the life that animal had. It's the same thing when it used to be, when we would sit down and have a meal, we would say grace and we would thank our higher power for the food. And the American Indian would thank the animal for giving its life. To show respect, to have empathy, to feel a sense of sadness. I know some people who are vegetarian, vegan, because they have a deep sense of empathy for what happens to the animals. The majority of people in this country, if you were to ask them where chicken wings come from, wings, I'm going to go order wings. I do this to my husband every time. And I'm not a vegetarian. I probably could easily be. Oh my God, all of those chickens, the amount of wings that get eaten in this country, all of those chickens, that is just so sad. It's empathy. You need to have a spiritual center because spirituality empowers empathy. It is a gift for compassionate connection. So this shooter, he had no compassion. He had no empathy. He had no connection. Either his ideology had taken him to the point where he was able to turn off any empathy that he had, and that may be conversion to Islam. And I don't mean any Islamic person. I mean radical, ISIS-based. Or it could just be, I don't know, his childhood and the anger from his childhood that built up, never expressed it. Something happened and he finally said he's had it. Ultimately, there is a lack of empathy. The lack of connection. The inability to see emotion on another person's face. Now, they've been calling him a coward because here he is on the 32nd floor of this hotel. He can't see the faces. He can't connect. He's taken himself out in a way and has no ability to connect. He was shooting fish in a barrel. They weren't even human beings. See, I'm saying he dehumanized, not even human beings. Is this a process? It can be a process. Just like there's a process for healing, and it can happen over time, there's a process for corruption, and it can happen over time. Unresolved issues can do amazing things because it's unresolved. There's a theory, Gestalt is what it's called, put forth by Fritz Perls, who is a counseling theorist. He talks about closure. And so often we hear people say, there's no closure, I need to finish it. Closure is something that we do automatically in our brain. So if I look at something that has four lines that kind of looks like an open-ended square, say I even say it that way, I still will call it a square. I complete it instead of calling it three equal lines and one partial line that are all connected and create corners. I still call it a square. My brain will look at it and say it's good. We complete it, and that's the Gestalt. It's a German word for completing. When I think about this guy's childhood, I cannot imagine that he was not wounded, deeply wounded and scarred from his childhood. I can't imagine it. Who knows what anger he harbored towards his father, towards society for imprisoning his father, towards the country, towards having his father be on a FBI most wanted. The dysfunction in and of itself, the anger that he may have at his mom. Why did you marry this guy? I don't know. I'm making this stuff up. But it's not uncommon for someone who grows up in a severely dysfunctional home to not have issues. You have issues. You have baggage. You have unfinished business. And it builds up, and it builds up, and it builds up. Think of the teapot. Put it on the stove. Turn it on. Water boils, whistle blows, lets the steam out. Think of that same teapot. Put it on the stove. You put a cork in the spout. There's no place. There's no place for that steam to go, and at some point, it explodes. Now, in this case, the explosion was premeditated. But if this man is 64, with years and years of keeping it all stuffed in, with the possibility of an antisocial personality disorder, like I said, can be very charismatic. Can appear to be caring, appear to be, in other words, I may act as if I have empathy, but the reality is I don't care. Because I'm doing the thing that is socially acceptable. You know, my neighbor's wife dies. I go and say, oh, I'm really sorry. Here's a card, condolences. You know, can I do anything? But you know what? I don't really care. It's having that kind of, like, I just don't even, I can even have crocodile tears and not have genuine empathy because I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling your pain. I'm not feeling your anguish. I'm acting as if I do. That's the disordered personality. So I need to take another little commercial break. And I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura, your host for today's show.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. And yes, I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show. And I am talking about my perspective as a counselor in terms of what happened in Las Vegas, that horrible shooting that took place. And the possible, I don't really even use the word motives because I don't know what motives are. Radicalized, I don't know, maybe. I'm thinking antisocial personality disorder. I'm thinking growing up with the dysfunctional family of a father being a bank robber, wanted by the FBI. Lack of spiritual empathy, lack of empathy in general. And getting to a point where he could no longer maintain normalcy. So I think it's really important, super important as a society, to really think about the amount of time we spend watching television, playing games, video games, being on our cell phones, being on Facebook, being on Twitter, being on Instagram, being on gadgets. And I will say, I use all that stuff. I do spend my days, however, with people, connecting with people, listening to people. Human beings develop empathy best through interaction with other human beings. Human beings develop empathy best by interaction with other human beings. When I make eye contact, and you make eye contact, and you can see what I am feeling, and I can see what you are feeling, we connect. It is about creating a space in ourselves where we can learn to be quiet and listen. Internal stillness, meditation, and mindfulness practices. Because if I notice that my head is going all the time, just going and going and going, I need to learn how to quiet that down and just be able to sit and be quiet. I need to be able to receive things. Now, I don't mean a gift, an item. I mean receive that sense of awe, the beauty of things around me. Child that's laughing, or watching kittens play, or like I said yesterday, the moon last night, I'm sure the moon tonight's going to be full, it's going to be gorgeous, and receiving that to fully incorporate a beautiful experience into our lives and be fully present to it. the ability to reflect back. And to have reflective thought. Let me think about. Let me be quiet and just think about something. Think about what it means to be a human being. Let me think about empathy and connection to other people. Let me just think about the universe. Oh my gosh, it is just, for me, when I think about all of the things, there has to be a higher intelligence. There is no way that everything down to a corpuscle wasn't thought out somehow. It's just too, to me, it's too magnificently awesome. And to think about it, reflect on it, and to have respect for it, respect for the world around, respect for other people, respect for self. If I want you to respect me, I need to be able to respect myself first, so I know what my boundaries and limits are. The way I respond, am I responding in a way that's mindful and considerate? Is my reaction true? Or am I just acting as if? It is actually a conscious choice, and we can develop our ability to live mindfully. To have a sense of resolution, insight, and self-awareness. And our ability to have relationship with ourself, relationship with another person, relationship to the universe around us. If I have a true sense of caring for another, when I am compassionate, when I have empathy, not just sympathy, oh, poor thing, empathy, wow, that must really hurt. It makes a difference. When I put down my gadgets and have a heart-to-heart talk with someone, because texting it back and forth, I don't see their face. I don't hear the tone in their voice. I don't know what their feelings are. Even if they put a little emoji thing, doesn't really mean that much. Now, FaceTiming, things like that, yes, you get to see someone's face talking on the phone. That can be also, I can hear the inflection in their voice. But developing a really good relationship also means that face-to-face contact. It is vital. To our human race. When I have empathy, not only can I change myself, but I can change the world for something better. And I do think that we really need to work at the development of empathy. We need to teach things like the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have it done unto you. So that golden rule. If I want somebody to do something kind to me, I want to do something kind to them. So I'm developing empathy. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Not selfish. Self-care. So I think there are a number of things, just to wrap up. Obviously, I think that this person has severe issues. Could be that he was radicalized in some way. Could be a consequence of his own childhood. Could be having lack of empathy, being an antisocial personality. I don't think the problem is guns, and I don't think that we need to say that anyone with mental health issues is a problem, because that's putting a really bad stigma on anyone who is struggling with some kind of a mental health issue. So I may be depressed, but being depressed doesn't make me a mass murderer. I might even be depressed and own guns. That doesn't make me a mass murderer. So something else happened to that person. He dehumanized. So I hope this was useful, just listening to my perspective as a counselor, and I'm sure there are counselors out there who have different perspectives than I do, and that is okay. We are allowed to do that. So this has been Counselor's Chat. I will be back next week. Please go to Facebook and follow me on Counselor's Chat. And if you have any questions or concerns, please give me a call at 908-237-2899 or visit my web at altarolcounselor.net. Have a good week, and my heartfelt sympathies, and I'm going to use the word sympathies, go out to the people from that awful tragedy. I will be back next week. This is Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. Have a good week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Kudos to those officers that got together and said, this is what we trained for, active shooter, we're putting an element together, let's go engage this individual and locate them.
Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo describing to the media how his officers came together to stop the gunman in Las Vegas.
And when the security officer was engaged by the suspect, we backed off for immediate apprehension and SWAT team formed and made entry.
President Trump will be in Las Vegas today talking to survivors of the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. Trump called the shooter sick and demented. Police say they're still trying to figure out the killer's motive. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson held an unscheduled press conference today, denouncing a report from NBC that he was close to leaving the Trump.
Tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get a free security check for your PC. Staples. It's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28 in-store only. See associate for details.
from Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're awfully small, angry boy.
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
EPA Chief Scott Pruitt is making moves on Obama-era rules concerning power plant emissions.
I'll be signing a proposed rule to withdraw the so-called clean power plan of the past administration and thus begin the effort to withdraw that rule.
Speaking in Kentucky yesterday, Pruitt